Low bids at Gulf of Mexico auction. The Trump administration's second sale of oil and gas leases in the Gulf of Mexico has yielded far fewer bids than its first auction in 3 months, according to a recent government document. This lack of interest is likely a result of the ongoing global conflict between the U.S. and Iran, which has disrupted crude flows and sent oil prices soaring to four-year highs. As a result, the industry's appetite for new leases has decreased significantly. The low bids received may also indicate a shift in the market towards more sustainable energy sources. However, it remains to be seen whether this trend will continue in the long term. The sale comes as a significant departure from the plans of former President Joe Biden, who had aimed to reduce the number of oil and gas auctions held by the U.S. government. Under his administration, the industry was expected to see historically small numbers of auctions, with the goal of moving away from fossil fuels. The Trump administration's decision to hold regular offshore lease sales is a significant change in direction for the country's energy policy. The auction itself is part of a larger effort by the Trump administration to increase domestic oil and gas production through the leasing of public lands and waters. This plan was included in the president's tax cut and spending bill, which he signed into law in July. The bill mandated 30 offshore lease sales, with two already held this year. The next sale is scheduled for Wednesday, where companies will submit their bids on 38 blocks of land. A total of 25 out of 15,000 blocks offered by the U.S. Bureau of Ocean Energy Management received bids, according to the document. This represents a significant decrease from the last auction, which saw 181 blocks receive bids. The low number of successful bids may be due to various factors, including changes in market conditions or increased competition from alternative energy sources. 10 companies submitted a total of 38 bids for the blocks that received interest. While the names and values of these bids have not been disclosed, it is clear that the industry's appetite for new leases has decreased significantly since the last auction. The lack of transparency surrounding the bids may also be contributing to the low level of interest. The blocks that received bids cover 140,753 acres out of a total of 80.4 million acres offered by BOEM. This represents a small fraction of the land available for leasing and highlights the challenges faced by the industry in securing new leases. The long-term implications of this trend are unclear, but it is likely to have significant impacts on the U.S. energy market. The low bids at this auction may be seen as a sign that the industry is becoming increasingly risk-averse, with companies opting for more sustainable energy sources instead of investing in new oil and gas leases. However, it remains to be seen whether this trend will continue in the long term, or if the industry will adapt to changing market conditions. The lack of interest in this auction may also have implications for the U.S. government's ability to meet its energy production targets. With the Trump administration's plans for regular offshore lease sales, the country is likely to see increased domestic oil and gas production in the coming years. However, if the industry continues to show a lack of interest in new leases, it remains to be seen whether this will impact the government's ability to meet its targets. Ultimately, the low bids at this auction highlight the complexities and challenges faced by the U.S. energy market. As the industry continues to evolve and adapt to changing market conditions, it is likely that we will see significant shifts in the way that oil and gas leases are secured and managed.